This is Insight. Insight. Today, the second half of a two-part tour of Germany with the Dutch Boy Cadets Drum and Bugle Corps. Now, here is CHYM News Director Barry Pauley.
In this program, we'll wind up our tour, and you'll hear comments from Kitchener MP Joe Flynn and his wife Betty, as well as excerpts from some of the shows the cadets put on that got them such rave reviews. And so, on with the show. Well, we're on our way over to Lahr now by bus trip, 6 hours. The trip was somewhat uneventful, although the kids kept up the singing for most of the way. On the lunch break, on opening the box lunches, they found milk, the first milk they had tasted since their arrival in Germany. And the few who didn't like the taste of the milk found themselves in the center of bartering. Back to the buses, on the Autobahn, heading for Baden, in the company of Roy Schubert, a former Canadian who now was the base services officer, a civilian employed in Germany, and who told me he intends to stay for the rest of his life. Roy was the coordinating force behind every move the band and the followers made during the whole section of the trip at Lahr and at Baden-Solingen. Both these bases are Canadian, self-contained and with their own schools, even a French-speaking one. When we finally arrived at Lahr to stay in the on-base hotel, which is really for the troops who are rotating back and forth from Canada to European bases and dependents of service personnel as well, we found quite a bit of mass confusion. It was the time of the annual troop rotation, a full-scale one, the Egyptian and Suez problems, and we ourselves caused a few problems by arriving when we did. Wednesday, up bright and early again for what had been planned to be two performances in Baden, which is about a half hour down the road from the home station at Lahr. It really was three performances, at the school, then one at the shopping mall, and a final performance late in the afternoon at the Kurhaus, a gambling casino not far from the base. That was a thrill for the band, and for the well-dressed onlookers who came out of the gambling rooms to have a look at the kids playing on the front lawn. A little looking around, and it was back in the buses again to go home to Lahr. Free time at night, with movies, swimming, and sightseeing laid on. During this day, I managed to do two radio interviews on the two local armed forces radio stations, one at Lahr and the other at Baden. The results of these programs were not long in showing up. The next day, we were told that there had been many calls for special performances at Lahr, so the kids cut short their trip to the Black Forest, their shopping trip at the base exchange, and put on three shows. After we got back to the hotel that evening, I turned out this report on the day's activities.
Well, you could really say it was a lousy day weather-wise for the cadets today, a day which was to have been spiced with no shows and just a Black Forest tour, plus shopping and free time for the youngsters. Instead, they found themselves performing at two schools, which had requested it, a much-shortened Black Forest trip and a slightly shortened shopping effort on the base. Capping it off, the weather was cold, the performance facilities were inadequate, and for the first time, rain fell on the performing cadets. The trip was through winding roads and hilly countryside within 60 miles of France, and in Switzerland, which was only 170 miles away, 6 feet of snow had fallen. Cars coming down the road were covered in snow, and at one small town where we stopped, the kids started a snowball fight using snow from a parked automobile. Despite the bad performing conditions, the kids played well and got fine applause from both audiences, mainly young children and teachers, all Canadians. The first school had the cadets perform in a center hall about 12 feet wide and 50 feet long, with ceiling height of about 7 feet. The color guard couldn't participate because of the quarters, and believe you me, it was some loud. The color guard in the second location also could do very little flag waving because the band stood under a narrow shelter from the rain and the audience ringed them under the open sky. At this point, may I apologize for the quality of this report. I developed a severe cold and the sniffles as a result of not bringing proper clothing. This may be all I can send because it's not long until we take off back to Canada again. The Thursday night routine, by the way, had the kids free to attend the movie, go swimming, just rest and read, or roam the camp. Friday, the Corps gets to sleep in a couple of hours as breakfast time is shifted to 10 a.m. instead of 7 a.m., three performances at noon, mid-afternoon, and at night cap the day with some afternoon time for shopping in the town of Lahr itself for their authentic German souvenirs. Back at about 10 p.m. to load the baggage and select traveling clothes for Saturday morning's flight home. Into bed as quickly as possible, up at 3 a.m., leave for Stuttgart at 4 a.m., and takeoff is slated for 9 in the morning. With the time change, we ought to be back at the hut around 4 p.m. or 4:30, and I hope to see some of you there.
On Friday morning, Kitchener MP Joe Flynn and his wife Betty were due to arrive by Canadian Forces plane at Lahr. The band wasn't asked to meet them. They were, of course, given a few hours to sleep in, as we said before, and a late breakfast. But there was a reason. It was another full day with some last-minute changes and some special German performances thrown in. I met Joe Flynn and Betty at the Lahr airport when they came in the terminal building upon arrival. I talked to Joe about his reasons for coming to Germany.
We came over on a CC-137, which is an air transport command, and I would refer to it as a 707. And it was a beautiful flight. It's the type of plane that they set up with the three on each side of the center aisle. And it's pretty packed. I realized that for the first time that we have quite a traffic coming back and forth between Ottawa and Lahr. And I wasn't aware that we would be sending, for instance, two or three times a week, 200 people on each flight. Some of these servicemen were coming over on courses. Some were coming, as they said, back home. They've been stationed here for a while, and Lahr is their home. And they are all a pretty busy workforce. Some of these were going to Egypt, and some were being routed through as observers to Cyprus, so I was quite surprised at the amount and the type of traffic.
Any really special reason, extra special reason that you are over here?
Well, I'm primarily over to be with our Dutch boy band. That's probably the most important thing. And to let the, in this case, the people of Lahr and our armed forces know that we're very proud of this band and that we want to support it in every way we can. Hopefully I can do something through Canada for the band, especially for next year. I think I've got a soft commitment towards that end.
Well, how would you like to just repeat that, please? I think everybody would really be happy to hear that.
Right. I think I have a soft commitment towards doing something for our Dutch boys next year through the Secretary of State.
And that gave a good deal of heart to the youngsters and the Corps adults who had worked so very hard to get money for this trip. I also asked Betty Flynn after one of the performances how she liked hearing the group.
This is the first chance you've had to see the Dutch boy cadets perform in Germany. What did you think of the show, and what about the reaction of the kids here?
I think it was tremendous. It just made you feel so proud that you came from Canada and Kitchener, too, with all these kids, and all the school children just seemed to love it, too, just wishing they were in their place, I think.
Thank you very much, Betty.
It was the first time ever she had heard the band play. Loading into the buses, we were destined for the heart of the Canadian military establishment in Lahr, the town of Lahr, with the kids getting out of school a trifle early in order to listen. And that was a performance to remember, a performance where some of the field drill could be used. And there were hundreds of youngsters around the band afterwards. Let's listen to some of the music of the band.
Thank you.
This is the type of music that our local ambassadors of goodwill peddled for free throughout their tour. So well, in fact, that after this performance, we were kept for nearly an hour while the kids signed autographs for the Canadian and German people. Sign my hand, sign my head, sign on my shirt, sign on my hat. Two more performances were still in store that day, the final day of music for the Dutch boy cadets, a specially requested performance on the lawn in front of the German civilian hospital, and a nighttime performance in aid of a German youth band played in the youth center near the base. Normally, 30 would come out to see the German band perform. That night, 300 and more were in attendance, with the proceeds all going to help buy the band music and instruments. We ended the performance about 9:30 at night. The only incident on the whole trip, bass drummer Scott Idle tripped over a wooden box in the middle of the floor and had to have 3 stitches in his leg. So back to bed for an early morning and the flight home. Lights out at 11 after loading the suitcases, sleep in your clothes, breakfast at 3 a.m., and leave for the Stuttgart airport at 4 a.m. Not much noise in the buses that morning. Some of the kids were sleeping, others whispering about the trip and how much fun and work it was, and still others kind of wishing it didn't have to end, but a little excited about getting home to the Twin Cities to tell their friends about it. An easy trip home, some jet lag, and about 4:45 that afternoon, we were all greeted by local residents welcoming us back. After a trip like that, living close to that fine bunch of kids, it makes you proud to know them and to know that if there ever was need for ambassadors at that level, those are the kids to pick. Listening to the last half of a two-part program on Insight, 7 days with 100 ambassadors, produced and edited by CHYM News Director Barry Pauley. This concludes our first 8 weeks of Insight. Insight will return after the new year at the same time. We hope you've enjoyed the programs. Should you have any comments, please address them to Insight, CHYM News, 305 King West, Kitchener.